touch of formaldehyde, a pinch of acetaldehyde, a splash of acrolein makes the perfectly evil vape cloud.
Vaping can expose you to a toxic mix of chemicals. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
When you share your food, you share your heart. So what's on your table this holiday season? Save on your festive feast at Kroger with delicious deals on all the holiday classics. Or wow the crowd with something new, like a quinoa stuffed butternut squash. It's sure to add a pop of color to your spread. How about a sweet potato casserole with a crunchy oat streusel topping? Made with care for the sweet tooth and the savory tooth. With Kroger, fill your table with love and watch as your guests' hearts get as full as their bellies. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tunes. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
For the second last time in 2024, we are about to play the girly quiz with our Dave.
And we know Dave really wants a win this week. Just to let you know before we get into this, if you haven't heard, which surely you have by now, we are releasing a girly quiz board game just in time for Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It's full of classic girly quiz questions. There's truth or dare elements. It's going to be loads and loads of fun. And the only way you can get your hands on the board game is by coming to meet us next Tuesday, the 17th, at Dundrum Town Centre from 8 a.m. Level 3 at the entrance there will be, or Wednesday the 18th, next Wednesday, from Blanchard Town Centre outside the Zara upstairs, also from 8 a.m.
And we'll be live from there for both days as well. But for now, just to bring you back, the girly quiz is something we play with Dave once a week where we test him on all things girly inside and out. He has three questions he must get right to win the week, but he does have two lifelines to help him out along the way. One is a simplify option, essentially a 50-50, and one is his phone a female, which is very important to him, and that's Katie, who's standing by for you this morning.
Thank God.
Whether she's right or wrong, she's going to win a gorgeous prize because, you know, girl math. And the girly quiz is with Beabelle Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. So Katie, this morning, being our phone a female, just for coming on, she's bagged herself a Beabelle Beauty hamper for herself and for a friend.
I feel like you've got a fresh layer of Beabelle tan on now today, Emma.
On my face I do, haven't done the bod yet.
Very
I'll do
nice.
That later for the Christmas party tomorrow.
She is glowing.
Thank you.
Just to say, I don't think it's going to be an issue this week, but sometimes with the girly quiz we touch on subjects that maybe young ears aren't familiar with, so you can hover the hand over the dial just in case, but she'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah. Just this week we're being good.
Dave, you really want to win the next few weeks, don't you?
Come on,
really,
he's going high here.
Hello, I'm still here. but yeah, I'm excited about winning now today.
Dave.
Yeah.
Name one way to maintain fake tan. Question number one.
To maintain it?
Mm-hmm.
What does that even... What does that mean?
To keep it looking fresh when it's on.
Oh!
Think I'd need to define maintain.
The words maintain on the girly quiz, but there you go.
I have...
Stop looking at Callum.
I have a feeling. I've seen this before.
Have you?
Seen what?
I've seen...
Maintaining. Fake tan.
Oh, no, I've seen fake tan.
I've seen this thing before on a girl.
I've seen a girl use hairspray on her tan before. But maybe that's on something else. I don't know. Emma looked at Ashley there and just put me off my answer. Damn it. I was so sure. Maintain it.
It's up to you.
Don't wash. I don't know. What, like, maintain it.
Okay, say, you know, the typical kind of tan Thursday, and you'd like to get a week out of it.
Yeah, you go in, you put your tan on, and then you let it bake, and then you go and shower, and you wash it off, and then you're all tanned.
And then what?
And
okay, so that's it. Say that's not all done on a Thursday. What's the crack on a Sunday to keep it looking nice?
You moisturise. Or you put hairspray on it. I'm going to put moisturise. I'm going to say moisturise. Just because that seems like the most obvious answer. Let's go moisturise. Final answer.
Easy peasy, you're absolutely correct. Nice one.
Oh, I do wish you went with hairspray.
Is that not a thing?
Dum dum.
Is that not a thing?
Hairspray.
No, is that not?
Imagine that stickiness on your legs.
I will say, back when I was a teenager, there was a thing that people used to say, put hairspray on your face to keep your makeup staying.
The kind of rubbish we used to do.
Yeah, it's so awful. But
I think maybe it was for glitter and stuff. You'd put glitter on and then you'd hairspray it and it would stick.
Maybe.
Okay, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I got it right.
Other answers could have been like exfoliating beforehand, avoiding hot showers and baths, using mild soap, avoid chlorine, all the rest.
Right, okay.
Well done.
So we crack on. One out of one. You still have two lifelines.
Bloody heart.
Question number two, David. What is a waterline?
It's a a Jedward song.
I am close to the waterline.
Robbed.
Final answer. I haven't a clue what a waterline is.
You have? Are you joking?
No, I genuinely haven't a clue.
You don't know what a waterline is?
A waterline? No. Should I?
I think so.
I only know the Jedward song.
Wow.
I'm going to call Katie. I don't know why you're judging me for calling Katie. I don't know what the... Why is it? Is it obvious?
I can't believe you don't know it. Have you got any thoughts or musings on it?
A waterline for me is like, you know, when you take a drink out of your glass and there's a little waterline there, like you can see some of the water.
Oh my God.
The level of water is in your glass is your waterline.
Wow. Okay, Katie's there. Do you want to talk to Katie?
Yeah, go on. I'll talk to Katie. How are you, Katie? Katie, I swear, you better still be there.
She's there, she's there.
Oh, she's there, thank God. Katie, how are you? I've got 30 seconds on the clock for you to really earn that BFL prize pack. Will you tell me, what's a waterline?
It's the bottom of your line, like where girls will put eyeliner or something like that.
The bottom of your what?
Your eye.
The bottom of your eye. So, oh, so,
where girls will put eyeliner.
So you kind of like take out the bottom eyelash, or no, the bottom eyelid, and
yeah,
you put like the marker in it.
Take it out, you put
yeah,
it in
exactly.
The marker.
Okay.
Like, permanent marker, is it? Something
so,
like that.
Final answer is the waterline is the bottom of your eye, underneath the bottom of the bottom eyelid.
Wouldn't you think if that was the answer, Dave, you'd know because you have a waterline?
Yeah, but you said it's the girly quiz.
Katie, you helped him out big time there. Well done.
Yes.
Right.
Spot on.
Nice one, Katie. Congratulations. What has she won?
She's won a gorgeous BFL beauty hamper for herself and for a friend, Katie.
Nice one, Katie.
AKA two for you.
Cheers, hon. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we should crack on.
All right, two for two, lads. Two for two. Here we go.
Aisling. How'd you feel about the third one?
I think this one is going to stump the young Mr. Hammond.
My hands are sweating.
Dave, question number three in the Greedy Quiz to win it. Clatterings feature two hands, a heart, and a crown. Very popular present this Christmas. But what does each represent?
No! 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 I was I was smiling. I was smiling.
What do you think the question was going
to
be?
I thought it was going to be which direction for the heart to be if you were like in a relationship.
And would you believe it was going to be that?
No!
And I said too
no.
Easy.
I said no. He'll know that.
Who the hell would know that?
Everyone knows it. All the girl loves know
yeah,
all about.
The
girl
loves,
don't we,
do
girls?
Know it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're okay. A true Colleen,
hands.
You would know.
The
crown and
the heart.
Well, start with the heart. What do you think that means?
I'd imagine it means the heart.
Okay. What's it signify then? What does it represent?
No, the
love.
Okay.
The crown, I'd imagine, is the head. And you always need...
Hey!
Jesus. David.
We said this is a safe one this week.
Christmas.
It's Christmas. I don't know. I'm going to have to 50-50 it. I haven't a clue. Hands would probably be for, like, you know...
go easy.
To be gentle. Crown probably to be, you know, to make sure to think and you make sure you're with the right person before you turn the clatter ring. And then right. Heart.
Can we just simplify this?
Love, yeah. Simplify
get over,
it.
Get over with. All right.
Actually,
simplify,
Bo Ash. Donald Duck is here.
Extra long. So, Dave, the clattering features two hands, a heart and a crown, but what does each represent? Is it A, the hands represent friendship, the heart signifies love, and the crown is a symbol of loyalty? Or is it B, there's a lot in this, the hands represent protection, the heart represents health, and the crown symbolizes wealth?
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be wealth, and it wouldn't be... Yeah, I think it's A.
Why not wealth? You're wearing a lovely ring.
Yeah, it is, but I don't think... I think because you have health in there, and your health is your wealth. And you wouldn't have that twice.
Such strange logic.
And yes, he's absolutely correct. Answer A.
Damn you.
Yeah!
He's gone and won the girly Girly Quiz.
Nice one. Thank God for that. Just in time for the Girly Quiz board game being launched on this show next week, Tuesday, the 17th of December. We're going to be in Dundrum Town Centre. And then on Wednesday, the 18th of December, we are going to be in Blanchardstown Town Centre.
Can I just make a request, which we never really do. We have done once or twice. To the girlos listening to this right now, we need to get them next week. It's the final. Yes. It's the final girly quiz of 2024 at this time next week. Let's, come on. There's surely stuff in your mind that you're like, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Get them in.
Be observant. See, look around for things over the next week.
Have a look
things
when you're in the shower. What kind of stuff's in your
didn't
bathroom?
Didn't even know what a bloody water line was. Yeah. We can get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am close to the water line.
Original Tan Meat Skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.